SA History Month is underway with events throughout metro and regional South Australia. Meningie's past is being explored through photos and memorabilia at Coorong Cottage Industries. Joining me for a chat about it is local historian Marianne Kinneen. Hey there, Marianne, how are you?
Hello, well, thank you.
How are you showcasing Meningie's history, Marianne?
We're doing a display of mainly photographs and a few bits and pieces, all relating to the history of Meningie in the district.
Oh, fabulous. Now, you're doing some comparison shots. Has it changed a lot over the years?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes, you'll see massive changes over the 160-odd years that Meningie has been around.
All right. Now, how did Meningie start? And what does the name mean, Meningie?
Meningie actually is an Aboriginal word for mud.
Ah.
So I guess there was probably a lot of mud around back in the times. There probably is sometimes here, sometimes as well, when it's really wet.
Yeah, and how about how it established itself and got to where it is today?
Well, it sort of established itself because it's between the Adelaide and Melbourne route, so people would pass through Meningie going from Adelaide to Melbourne and vice versa. And the Royal Mail started travelling through Meningie in 1867 in a very unique way. The mail went from Adelaide to Strathalbyn and then on a paddle boat across the lakes Alexandrina and Albert to Meningie.
Oh.
And then the mail would hop onto a stagecoach and head down to Melbourne.
Oh, there you go. And
yeah,
of course,
very unique history there.
Yeah, and of course the beautiful lake, and it brings life and sustenance. So it must have been quite a popular place back in the day as it is today.
Yes. A lot of people would have stayed over here, and they still do.
Yeah. And what are some of those differences that you note in the photos that you've got on display?
Mainly the buildings. We still have some buildings here in the town that were built in 1866. They're magnificent buildings and, they're part of our history. And the growth of the town. It's grown quite a lot since then, and the photos show that really well.
Oh, brilliant. With me at the moment is Meningie historian Marianne Kinneen. We're talking about the Coorong Cottage Industries History Month display, which will be on from Friday till the first week of June. You've also got some memorabilia there. Tell us about the wedding dress that you've got on display.
Oh, the wedding dress. Yes, we have found the wedding dress of the lady that I would call the mother of Meningie, Jane Hackett, who came to Meningie from Strathalbyn in 1866 and was actually the very first postmaster-mistress in Meningie, and the mother of George Hackett and Herbert Hackett, who really established Meningie and Narung. And we've found her wedding dress, which now would be over 160 years old.
Is it still in good condition?
Very good condition. I have seen wedding dresses much younger than that, but don't look as good as what this does.
Oh, what does it look like?
It's awesome.
What sort of style is it, if you can describe it?
It actually looks quite modern, but it's very fine. So she would have, and it's not long. It's a short dress.
Hmm.
So it's quite fascinating, really.
And I hear you've got some prints as well.
Yes, we've got a couple of prints done by George French Angus, who came through Meningie in the 1840s and sketched. There's a couple of sketches here of the area where Meningie sits right now.
Oh, wow, that sounds excellent.
So it was a good 20 years later before Meningie was actually established.
Yeah, right. Okay, great. So we can check those things out from Friday onwards for SA History Month. You're also part of the museum in Meningie. Tell us about how you're celebrating the 20th anniversary over there.
Okay, the museum was established 20 years ago and actually opened on the 1st of January 2001. So, which was 010101. We opened on that day because that was the 100th, I think, celebration of Federation. In South Australia or Australia? No, that would be Australia. Hmm. Yes, yeah, so we held the opening on that day. So this year we celebrate our 20th anniversary, and it's a great museum. It's huge, massive. So please come and have a look at it, because the volunteers do a lot of work out there.
Mm. And will there
and
be...
And that's on Phoebig Road, just opposite the caravan park, and there's a restaurant there as well. So you can stop and have a bite to eat and a cuppa while you're there.
Oh, lovely. Now, is the museum hosting an exhibition at the moment or anything for History Month?
They're not hosting an exhibition as such, because they're exhibiting all the time.
Mm.
But there will be a special 20th celebration later in the year, which we haven't finalised yet.
Oh, that sounds good. Oh, lovely. Yeah. Oh, what a great place in the world to celebrate and to be a part of.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for your time today, Mary-Ann Kinnean. Really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Come down and visit us.